This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And some of you may know, the F1 season of 2025 has just come to an end with... Emma, you know who won, right?
Yeah, Lando.
It's no spoilers. Lando Norris.
Oh, my days.
No, nobody's saying any of their opinions yet. Ooh, it's hitting too close to home right now.
Yes.
Lando Norris has just won the World Drivers' Championship for the first time after Max Verstappen could have won his fifth title, Oscar Piastri could have won his maiden title. Mm-hmm. But Lando Norris won his maiden title first. Mind you, Lando Norris, 8 years in Formula One, almost 9 years with McLaren, he has been in Formula One.
I think it was like 2018.
Yep, 2018 was his rookie year. Yep. So it has been 8 years. Mm-hmm. Oscar Piastri, this is his third year. And they were both driving equally.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people are pissed for Oscar. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Any driver is a deserving driver. We do not discriminate. We are not drivers. We are not part of the team. Never hate. We fully discuss this. Yeah. Never hate on people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lando Norris has some insane fans and also some insane haters that hate him because his fans are insane.
Okay.
Lando is just a dude.
He's just some guy.
Right. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his fans are crazy, some of them. Most of them. Oh, sorry, my friends who are Lando fans. Ugh. His fans are slightly insane in defending him against literally everything. Mm-hmm. That's why Lando gets more hate. Not because he sucks. He might suck. Yeah. But more so because his fans will defend him even when he makes a genuine proper mistake. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, if your favorite driver makes a mistake, you say, oh no, he made a mistake, and you move on, right? Mm-hmm. You don't go, no, but you guys don't get it. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's not, that's not, he's not normal. He's not like other drivers. Chill out. He crashed. He DNF'd. Like, that's his problem.
Literally calm down, guys.
Exactly. Like, Lando Norris has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend made some mistakes in her past. She is also a public figure. She may be racist, she may be slightly homophobic, she might be fascist.
Oh.
Wait, fascist is the wrong word. I mean capitalist.
Okay. What does fascist mean?
Fascist is like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I got it.
Lando Norris may be a Donald Trump supporter, actually, now that I say that. But he's not American.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's not, like, promoting Donald Trump on his Instagram or something, but Donald Trump came to the McLaren garage and he was like, such an honor to have somebody like him here. Ooh. But that's PR. You got to say what you got to say. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
that's true.
And he's not publicly telling people to vote for Trump. He doesn't follow Trump on Instagram. Like, he's not promoting that type of behavior. And he's also not American. He is British. Mm-hmm. So saying having Trump here was an honor. He didn't even say Donald Trump. He just said having him here, having someone like him here in our garage was an honor.
Right, okay.
But he got to say what he got to say, right?
Like, in a way, he has to say it because he's the president.
Yeah.
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 But still don't like that he said that, but for the check, okay, got to do what you got to do, got to stay loyal to the team. McLaren, by the way, is a New Zealand team. Why are you bringing Donald Trump to your garage?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Then again, like,
yeah, like, what's his name? Bruce Leslie McLaren? He wouldn't have wanted that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lando Norris has a girlfriend who might have made some mistakes in the past. She's a public figure, as all public figures do. Not defending her, because I don't know anything about her. But all of Lando's fans, his diehard fans, all of a sudden became Lando girlfriend haters.
Right.
She's not right for him. She just wants him because he's in his prime and she'll ruin his career. Oh, chill out. Aren't you supposed to be supportive of all of Lando's decisions since you're such a big Lando super fan? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he hard launched his girlfriend and you're in hospital because you can't breathe.
Oh my God, we talked about that in classics. Yes.
Oh, it's insane. Like, chill out. It's never that serious.
And it's not like you're the one dating her.
No, that's why. Exactly. Exactly. You're not the one dating her. Your career is going to be fine. You can move on. No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, people, the only reason people hate other drivers and people associated with Lando so much is because of how much they like Lando, which makes people who already don't really like Lando hate Lando even more because his fan base hates them because they're not like Lando, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Already off to a bad start for Lando Norris. But where we are today is to first explain to Emma the three contenders who could have won the World Drivers' Championship before Abu Dhabi this year, and then explain to her why maybe Krishna and I might not be the happiest with how it turned out today. Just for the record, I think Lando, as an Oscar Piastri fan, like, I'm not a super fan because I'm not crazy. calling super fans crazy. Oh, I need to shut my mouth. But yeah, like, if I had to vote for somebody to win, I would have wanted it to be Oscar. As somebody who has that opinion, I still believe, okay, Lando won the championship, that's cool. Come back next year. It's never that serious.
Yeah. As a McLaren liker, I am happy.
McLaren liker? It's because we hate Zac Brown.
As a McLaren liker, I'm very happy for Lando because he has made an actual effort to reach her. Samaya has otherwise opinions, but
I'm a McLaren hater. I hate McLaren. I hate them so much. They ruin everything. They ruin everything nice.
Yeah, that's why I don't say lover.
They have a nice car. They have a rocket ship going on. What they don't have is common sense and a team-like attitude. So that's kind of a problem for a team.
Brown.
Freaking Zac Brown! Oh, he's a prick. I hate Christian Horner, former team principal of Red Bull, because Christian Horner is weird and he was doing weird things, which is why he got fired.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a creep.
Yes.
But the one correct thing that Christian Horner has ever said was, Zach is just freaking annoying. And I like that.
That's
really funny.
Everything else Christian Horner has said is either correct if it's about Max Verstappen and wrong if it's about anyone else. Because I hate Christian Horner. He's weird and he ruins people's career.
One correct decision was Verstappen.
That wasn't even him. That was Helmut Marko.
I know, but like,
who's leaving, by the way? Oh. Yippee, yippee, yippee.
I should have videoed that.
Sorry. I'll never do that again. You don't get it. The second... Okay. Let's break down F1 for Emma.
Okay. That's gonna say imprinted on my brain.
Oh, God forbid. Me saying yippee. There are... Next year, there'll be 22 drivers, but we'll just stick with now. Me trying to gather some words up right now. 10 teams.
Yes. Okay.
Each team... I should have prepared a slideshow.
It would have turned out really nice.
I know. Don't worry. I'll prepare a slideshow.
Okay.
10 teams. Each team, 2 drivers. Some teams, a number one driver and a number two driver, meaning one has more priority than the other.
Yep.
Some teams. Teams who have a rookie. You know, rookie first season.
Yeah.
Other teams, both equal priority. McLaren... Equal priority, but one is definitely favored over the other.
Right, okay.
Lando.
Who said that? Who said that? I heard something in the air. Teams, nationalities.
Yeah.
Drivers, separate nationalities. Teams who have the same nationality as their driver, in love forever.
Yeah.
Lando, British. McLaren. Was New Zealand, now British. Kiss, kiss, love, love, favor, favor.
Yeah. Isn't Oscar, like, Australian or something?
Yes.
Haha, I know some things.
You know so much. You know all the important things. Nationality and the flag you race under is a pretty big thing in F1. If you are from Australia and you're racing in the Melbourne Grand Prix... it is your home race. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, Krishna crying after she could have gone to the Melbourne Grand Prix.
It's a 50-50. We're, okay. We're not sure yet.
We'll see, we'll see. Mercedes Garage, here she comes.
We don't talk about this.
But it's a pretty big thing. Mm-hmm. Nationality is a pretty big thing. That will come into play later, whatever. Anyway, teams like Red Bull. Let me tell you something.
So, like, each country has specific stands named after a specific...
No, not okay. Each country. Not each country. Like, Lando is British, so in the Silverstone Grand Prix in Britain, he has a Lando grandstand, which is just, like, a bunch of bleachers where it's Lando-themed.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Each country. Not like, Melbourne has a stand that's named after...
Oscar Piastri, but that just started... That's going to start next year. It hasn't been here for the past couple of years. And Daniel Ricciardo never got a grandstand.
True.
Anyway...
Not every driver, but...
Some drivers,
Okay,
so there are multiple races across a year. Mm-hmm. Like, there's 24 races this year. And if you finish within the top 10, you get a certain number of points. If you finish first, you get 25 points. If you finish second, I think you get 15 points. Can't remember how many points you get when you finish third, but I can assume it gets less and less and less. And if you finish 10th, you get 1 point.
Right.
If you finish 11th to 20th, you get 0 points.
Okay.
And there are two championships that can be won. A Constructors' Championship, which means the team with the best car, that is decided by both drivers from that team, both of their points combined.
Okay.
And then there is a World Drivers' Championship. Oh, by the way, Constructors' Championship gets you money. The team gets a prize.
Oh, great.
So if you finish first in the Constructors' Championship, if you win it, you get biggest cash prize.
Okay.
As you get lower and lower, you get less money. So teams have a big incentive to win that because the money that they get adds on to the money that they can use to build their car.
Right, okay.
And there's a cost cap. So, like, the more money they have, the cooler car they can make.
Mm-hmm.
So some teams, such as Williams, who don't have another thing tied to their brand, need that money. Because, like, Red Bull, they sell a drink. They're a brand. Yeah. They have other places that can bring them money. So they don't need to get this money, right? But Williams sells nothing. They're simply a racing team. Mm-hmm. Their money comes from sponsorships and the Constructors' Championship. So they need good placings. They're not getting them. They got it this year. They got fifth, which is midfield, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Drivers' Championship, you get a total of $0, but you get a lot of aura.
Okay.
Like, when they say you win bragging rights, they mean bragging rights.
Right.
You know, like, it's... pretty amazing.
So, have you heard of Mercedes?
Have you heard
what of... What kind of a question is that?
You know who I'm talking about.
Have you heard of Sir Lewis Hamilton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't he race for Ferrari?
Chill out.
Now,
chill out.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not there yet, mate. Okay. We're still at his prime.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton is objectively... the guy with the most aura on this planet.
Yes.
I love that man.
He's still aura farming at Ferrari, getting P18, P17, P20, DNF. Do not finish.
Yeah, I know what it's
okay. And he's still out here aura farming.
Good for him.
Whereas in Mercedes, P1, P2, P3, nothing else. P1, P2, P3 is podium.
Okay, yeah,
P
yeah,
stands
yeah.
for position, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, if somebody says he got podium, that means he finished either first, second, or third.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Lewis Hamilton thriving at Mercedes. Ferrari made some empty promises. Threw a little cash prize in there. Threw a little aura in there, and he said, count me in. Because when you think racing, you think of a red car.
Yeah.
Sebastian Vettel said, even those who are not Ferrari fans... are Ferrari fans. And I'd say that's pretty true. I hate Ferrari, but deep down, Ferrari, I'm a fan.
Okay.
Sorry, why am I...
I'm in love with Ferrari because of Leclerc.
Okay, yeah. She's built different, actually. Why
but
am I?
Otherwise, Mercedes.
Yeah, I can understand that. Ferrari currently lot of aura, no race wins.
Right. Okay.
Zero race wins.
Okay.
This season.
In all these years, I don't think Leclerc has come.
Charles,
but at least he's the hottest one. He's got that for him.
Charles is my man, but man, you need to do some work.
No, no, it's not him. It's never him.
No, I mean with his company.
Ferrari.
And car-wise, oh my God.
Lord hold me back, but Ferrari, get it together if you want that man to stay there. He is so much, and you're wasting his potential. Only people who hate themselves are Ferrari fans because every year they say, it's going to be our year, it's going to be our year, because the car regulations change, so they have to build a new car, and they say, yep, this car is the one. We got this, brother. Ooh, what you got is about fifth place in the Constructors' Championships.
Every race, I know it's not going to be Leclerc, but I have faith for him.
It's never Leclerc somehow.
Yeah, and,
somehow.
And I cry every race.
This guy will start P1 and finish P6.
Right.
And it's never his fault. It's the car. The car does not have pace. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
But compared to McLaren, the car is trash.
Yeah, but Ferrari SF25 is a tractor. McLaren MC39 is a rocket ship.
Right.
So we cannot compare these two. They're not the same vehicle.
Okay. Lovely.
Somebody said, is Ferrari, in danger to be promoted to F2? Why is their car so slow?
Oh, dear.
Okay. The way nobody laughed. Tough crowd, huh?
I don't know enough about F1.
F2 is, like, what people race before they come to F1, usually. So it's, like, a lower category.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody said their car... Because the cars for F2 do not reach the speed that F1 cars reach. So somebody said, is Ferrari in danger to be demoted to F2 because their car sucks?
Ouch.
Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. So you get a certain number of points, right?
Uh-huh.
And the World Drivers' Championship is determined by whichever driver has the most points. Within a race, it is not just about going fast. It is about the different terrain, the different wind pressure, the temperature of the tarmac, the pit stops, the race strategy, how you save the battery in your car, how you save the fuel in your car, mm-hmm. where you are in the DRS zones. DRS zones is when you can get around 25 kilometers.
Aren't they getting rid of that or changing
it? Yeah, they're changing it to manual override mode.
She knows so much.
Yeah.
No, my friends are complaining about it on Monday.
Yeah.
I hear words, don't know what they mean, I just repeat them and...
DRS is drag reduction system, which is if you get within 1 second of a car, because everything is not measured by meters or kilometers, it's measured by time.
Okay.
So if you get within 1 second of a car, you can activate DRS in certain zones of the track, which gives you, it makes the car slightly unstable, but it gives you 25 kilometers per hour on average more speed.
Okay.
Because it opens up a flap and it manually lets more air pass you, so you get faster. They're replacing that with manual override mode. Mom.
Oh my God.
Turn on your mom. Let's go. Why would you say that? Why would you go, oh yeah, turn on DRS, drag reduction system. Turn on mom. Let's go.
Emma's dying.
Yeah, I'm sorry I said that too, to be honest.
Turn on your mom.
Freak! I should just stop speaking. I've embarrassed myself a lot today. The way people hear this as well. Oh, it's too much. But anyway, there's manual override mode.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm sorry, I keep getting sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things that go into winning a race. Because you start with quali, which is a day before qualification.
Mm-hmm.
Every driver gets, simplest way to put it, is a certain amount of time to put in the fastest lap around the track humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever gets the fastest lap starts first. Whoever gets the slowest lap starts last.
Yeah.
The grid is set up in that way. So you have to prove yourself during... There's some tracks that you can't overtake in as well. Like... In Monaco, you have to put in a really... because they're not all racing at the same time in quali. There's parts where you have a clear track that you can just go around. But in, like, Monaco, you need to have a good quali because overtaking is tough. So people want to start first, second, third, so they can finish first, second, third, because it's not likely that they'll be able to overtake.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, let me try and finish this all in 7 more minutes. Ooh, this is looking tough. So, yeah, a lot goes in, especially a team. Drivers all have engineers that talk to them in their heads.
Yeah.
So each driver has one engineer, and that is the only person that is allowed to talk to them. The engineer is getting information from the race strategists and from the mechanics and everything about how the car is going, what strategy are they going to follow. Mm-hmm. You know, there's pit stops.
Yeah, everything I know about racing is from the Cars movies.
Oh, you know everything. You know everything.
Have you watched F1?
The movie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
My parents have seen it.
If you want to learn about F1, you watch the Cars movie. I think that makes a lot of sense. So there's different tires.
That's what I did. It's a long time ago, but...
You did.
I know what a pit stop is. There's little Italian people who are in there.
Yes. Oh, Ferrari. Oh, Forza Ferrari and them little Italians. Anyways.
Oh, the accent. Oh, my days.
Krishna's built different from Ferrari. But there's 3 types of tires. Mm-hmm. This will be important.
Okay.
Hard tires. Last lots of laps. Kind of slow.
Okay.
Medium tires. Last a good amount of laps. Can't be too fast, but still good. Soft tires. Last short amount of laps. Very fast.
Okay.
Teams and drivers will have tire strategy, which determines how many times they need to pit stop during a race. A pit stop is often between, like, 1.8 to 3 seconds, usually. That's around how it should take. McLaren usually takes about 2.2 seconds. That's their average pit stop time. I did search this up before coming here.
Okay.
Because this is important information. Okay. But... there's a pit lane. In pit lane, you are not allowed to go above 80 kilometers per hour. So, as soon as you go into pit lane, do a pit stop, and come out of pit lane, it wastes you about 20 seconds.
Okay.
Which is a lot. Even, like, 3/10 of a second is a lot in F1. So, there's tire strategy, pit strategy, race strategy, overtake strategy. There's a lot of strategy. Top 3 title contenders. Ooh, I've got 3 minutes. I can do this. Top 3. Max Verstappen, coming 3rd. Oscar Piastri, who was, my poor boy, leading for most of the season, but coming 2nd now. Mm-hmm. Lando Norris, coming 1st. Why is Lando Norris suddenly coming 1st, you may ask? Is it because Oscar Piastri struggles 2nd half of the season? Yes. But is McLaren screwing them over? Yes.
Oh.
You remember that discussion we had where Samaya was talking about how they favour Lando over...
Yeah.
So, teams usually, at some point in the season, later in the season, especially if the driver can win the championship, they go, okay, we're going to start favouring this dude because we need this dude to get more points. Otherwise, this other guy, this devil called Max Verstappen from the other team is going to catch up.
Right.
And we don't want him to catch up. So instead of trying to play fair with both of our drivers, we need to start favoring the one that is winning.
Okay.
Right? To get him more points so that he can win.
Okay.
Instead of favoring Oscar, who had more points, they said, let's favor nobody and secretly favor Lando.
Oh.
That's...
Girl, what the hell?
Yeah. That's wrong. They would ask Oscar to change positions so that Lando can overtake. When Lando gets a penalty, they say, hey, FIA, hey, stewards, that's not right. When Oscar gets a penalty, sorry, Oscar, nothing we can do about it.
Oh.
Right?
Well, what the hell?
Right?
Yep.
Still, Lando, deserving driver. Nothing Lando can do to change Oscar's fate.
Yeah.
Only McLaren can change, and McLaren is a bunch of pricks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, can't really do much about that one. Anyway, all in all, Oscar picks himself up last season. Like, last 2 races, Oscar picks himself back up. Could have won the Qatar race. Why he did not win? McLaren and their frickin' group of pricks messed up the race strategy. Oh, I hate McLaren. McLaren, if they wanted to do something that would help one of their drivers win, but it would not favor Lando or cause a disadvantage to Lando's race, they would not do it. If they had to do something to let one of their drivers win, but if it would possibly disadvantage Oscar, they would take the chance.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair?
No.
Exactly. That's why some things are getting a little tense. Fans are starting to hate Lando. Me personally, pretty clear. Not Lando's fault. Nothing he can do about it.
Yeah.
Is he going to sit there and accept it? Probably, yeah. He wants to win the Drivers' Championship. Who would throw away that opportunity? Because what's he going to do? Guys, you can compromise my race if you guys want Oscar to win. No, he doesn't really care because he wants to win.
Yeah.
If whatever the team is saying, it's not his problem. They're saying, Lando, do this. He said, sure, if I'm winning. So, not really Lando's fault, right? Yeah. Max Verstappen, he has a female race strategist, Hannah. Forgot her last name, feel like a horrible person. She is amazing. Calculates his race strategy so well. He was more than 100 points behind the lead. He is now 2 points behind the lead.
Oh, damn. Look at him go.
Exactly.
Welcome to F1 politics.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen and his female race strategist are on top of this world because they are better than anyone at McLaren in terms of race strategy.
Let's just say Samir is in love with Verstappen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think he got aura. Lewis Hamilton would... Lewis Hamilton also has aura, but Max Verstappen is unpredictable and he's crazy.
Right.
I like that.
Okay.
Like I
said, she's in love with him. Real.
Okay, not like that, guys. I just... Only one of us can be insane, so... If both of us are insane, it's not going to work out. Okay, I have 1 minute to convince you.
Okay.
That is what has happened, right? Okay. Max Verstappen, he gave up all hope, but he was like, wait, all of a sudden, if I win the next race, I can win. Come Abu Dhabi, grand finale, all Lando has to do is to get podium. That's it. Max Verstappen has to win and Lando has to come fourth for him to win.
Yeah.
Oscar has to win. Max can finish anywhere. Oh no, Max has to finish P4 or P3 and Lando has to finish P6.
Okay.
What happens at the end? Max wins. Oscar comes second. Lando comes P3. Lando wins the championship. Who do you think should have won? Quick, you have 10 seconds.
I'll show you the chart, but go.
I don't know. I just feel like the last one should be a winner takes all, and then Max Verstappen should have won. That's just how I think it should be built. Or Oscar.
Yep.
Anyone, but not Lando.
But not
that
Lando.
That sounds
perfect. That's all we need to hear from you, Emma. Thank you so much. This is Sameya.
Emma.
And Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.